Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
We currently have an epidemic of loneliness. Throughout the world, the technology that we hoped would unite us has actually helped to separate us. The individualism that we so pride within ourselves and has made us so self-sufficient has actually eroded our need for strong social networks and communities where we can count on each other. And more than that, the big effect of loneliness is the unbelievable, insatiable, desperate need for love and partnership, for that special one person who will take us out of our loneliness and fill this void within. Hey there, Susan Winter. Happy that you've joined me today. I'm best-selling author and relationship expert, and I'm bringing you information that I want to discuss because if any of you out there are lonely, it is affecting the quality of partner that you're wanting and bringing into your life, and I'm here to tell you that there are better ways to do this. Whenever we have a hole in our soul, that gap, the first thing is, want to fill it, right? Sounds great. Get somebody to love me. Get somebody to make me feel wonderful, fabulous. How fantastic is that? But where are we coming from when we're doing that? So here are some of the reasons why we feel, I think, exceedingly lonely today. Through all of our social media, which we're constantly tied to, our phones. I mean, how many of you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is look at your phone, last thing at night? And all we see on all the different social sites are these incredible lives of these amazing people, the influencers, the beauty, the success. I mean, how many of us are showing the real deal? That's a moment in time. Mostly, we've discovered now, they're deeply curated and edified, aggrandized way beyond the truth and reality. But when we live in a culture that is constantly asking us to portray a side of ourselves that isn't even real, how do we ever expect somebody to know us for the real person that we are? And if we can't be the real deal, day in and day out, and people like us for what they imagine, you've already set up the first tier of feeling lonely, because you'll never feel loved when you can never be yourself, when you always have to be the projected image that you need to sustain your influencer lifestyle, your successful lifestyle, your coaching lifestyle, your love lifestyle, your whatever you're selling, doing, being, why you're on there, the happy family. And this isn't just for people that are in relationships or out of relationships. It affects both. You can be in a relationship that looks great, and you're so alone. You can be alone, not in a relationship, and alone. The two have the same thing in common. There's a lack of real, deep emotional connection with those around you. Whether if you're a single person, it's because you're an introvert. Maybe you've got a job or a career that requires a lot of time alone and away from people. There are many things that can aggravate it. Social discomfort, a lot of these things, insecurities. Or if you're in a relationship, you're not communicating with your partner. Maybe you're playing a role for them, the perfect husband, wife, partner. Maybe you're trying to be happy and present the image you want them to believe, because after all, I mean, that's what they bought, right? They bought this version of you that you presented. Now you got to continue to be it, and you can't be the real self. You know, you posture to somebody incredibly cool and sophisticated, and you got a lot of insecurities, but God forbid you actually share them. So with all of these things, what happens? In romance, we set ourselves up to be so vulnerable to being played and being scammed. This is perfect terrain for a player, a con artist, an online scammer, because guess what? They're going to deluge you with the very love and warmth and affection the stuff that you want to believe. They see that you're wonderful. Oh my God, they see that you're everything that you want them to see. And you are ripe for the con. The only way out of this, to not be needy, desperate, losing yourself in a relationship. What if they're just a regular person? They're not conning you, but boy, they like taking advantage of you. And you've got an unequal power distribution because you so need them. You're an option for them, but they are like air to you. You have to have it to survive. This is where you get in trouble because you lose yourself. In order to please them, you start to morph your personality. You start to do what they want you to do. You're very keen on paying attention to their needs. And again, you exclude yourself. You lose yourself. So falling in love means you've lost yourself. You lose yourself in the process. What's the way around this? There are some practical steps that we can all take. You're not going to like them, but I'm going to list what they are. One. The more time we spend online, the less time we are spending in real life, in person, in real communication with people that could interact in our life and enjoy us and know the real person that we are. So to get a digital detox is a great way to start to not only reconnect with yourself, reconnect with nature, reconnect with life. Many people are getting very keen to this now as a part of self-help and self-fulfillment, self-care, that they're learning that time in nature, time outside, just looking at the wonder of the world, or to enjoy time alone. Okay, you're alone, but all the premium that you've been putting on having a partner because they're going to fill the hole in your soul and they're going to make you feel so good, what else makes you feel good that you can do to be self-sufficient, which is the very energy that will draw in somebody who is attracted to you because we love happy people, we love confident people, we love people that have something going on, which leads to another thing. Purpose. Are you in your purpose? Do you know your purpose? When you find your life purpose, that can become a focus that is so fulfilling. These are mostly the people that choose to be single, because they are so involved in whatever it is, their charity, their foundation, their job that they're doing, the work that the people they're helping, whatever it is, they are so into their thing that they feel reward from that. And because they radiate this energy, guess what? People want to be around them. And they know who they are because they know why they're doing what they're doing and they feel a deep connection to who they are as a person and this form of service, creation, gift, that they're fully in their purpose. So all these factors, the digital detox, the getting to be with yourself, with nature, living in the present day, and the purpose, on top of that, finding community. You have to sometimes work for community. Yes, sometimes you will need to join a group. You don't have to like it. You're testing it out. Just try it. How many times do you leave the house and get involved socially in something that you actually like with a group of people in real life that you actually have something in common? Dog park, hiking, art class, cooking. I don't care what it is. Something social, dancing, whatever, get involved, meet other people. Because the more that you have a network of people that know who you are, you will have a support system. This epidemic of loneliness has been compounded by technology and where we are today in the world. And it's not going to get better for those of you who feel lonely by hunting desperately for a partner. You'll get one. You will. But what you get might set you back unless you're doing these things for yourself on a regular basis. The truth about loneliness is that no matter where we are in the world, no matter what our construct, if we don't feel deeply and strongly that there are people who care for us, see us, know who we are, that deep level of connection. If we don't have that, we can be the most successful person in the world and be lonely. We can be in the greatest looking relationship in the world and be lonely. So we're looking to be our real selves with people who really can see that, honor it, cherish it, and reflect it back to us. And then we lose that manic desperation to find somebody to fix us, heal us, make us whole, because we will be whole. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. You can catch this on the podcast, streaming everywhere. And if you're listening on the podcast, please write a review. Love to know what you're thinking. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I love knowing that you're out there, and I love reading your commentary. If you'd like a session, go to SusanWinter.net. You'll see all the different session offerings for consultation. Happy dating and happy connecting with yourself and others.